You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, the traditional norms of masculinity have often created a culture of silence, leaving countless men to struggle in isolation. And so today, as part of our Men's Health Month, I beg your pardon, we're doing our part in the efforts to break that silence. And today's conversation is around men's mental health and emotional wellness. There's a lot of men in that sentence. Men's mental health and emotional wellness. Dr. Marian Atalagbe joins us once again for our health and wellness segment. Good afternoon, Doc. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. I thank God. I'm doing well. I hope you're doing good too.
I'm doing all right. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your time on the show. So let's get straight into it, Doc. Yes. How has the traditional definition of masculinity impacted men's willingness to talk about their feelings?
Yes, that's the key thing, to talk about their feelings.
Yes.
The principles of health are about the same for everyone. Mm. But this part is where men suffer in silence. Mm. This socialization and emotional expression of feelings of well-being in terms of mental health. In fact, generally for all health issues, men are generally silent. They hold back because the society says, be strong.
Yeah.
Boys, don't cry.
Right.
Handle it yourself. Be a man. So they internalize those sentiments and they do not want to talk. So they suppress emotions, and especially emotions that are considered to be weak.
Mm.
They don't want to feel or look sad. They don't want to show any expression of fear or vulnerability. So they express it rather through anger, irritability, or just withdraw. So the feelings that men go through in this area is intense, and I hope, I pray that this awareness will help men to know that it is not strength to hide all this emotion. I have heard of individuals who, I remember one as I think about it, a medical doctor who checked in into a hotel and just committed suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he was in end-stage cancer.
Oh.
I tell you, his wife did not know that he was sick.
No.
He was handling it with all the pain relievers, going to work, taking care of others' health issues. And when he realized that the pain is going to become visible, he checked into a hotel and killed himself.
Sure.
And his friend was the one that was sharing it at church. So this is an extreme situation that men can actually go through.
Mm.
And even this friend relating this at church said, even he as his friend, also a medical doctor, suspected that there was a problem, but he was still able to cover it up. He didn't talk about it. And because he's also a fellow man, he didn't push.
Yes.
He didn't want to. If you don't want to talk about the problem, that's it. So until they found his dead body, and then he just wrote a note to his wife explaining what has been going on and things like that. That can happen. And in that case, it did happen like that. So this is one area in which men need help.
Yeah, for sure.
They are less likely to seek for therapy. They will not talk to even friends about their struggles. They will not accept support services for fear of appearing weak, from a belief that they must solve their problems themselves.
Mm, mm.
They worry about laying the burden on others. I'm supposed to be a man, so why should my wife be taken care of?
Yeah.
This type of situation.
Yeah.
When the example I gave where this man died, is it not the wife that eventually take care of the children?
Exactly.
And children are going to be asking questions upon questions upon questions that she cannot find an answer to. Wouldn't it have been better if they had talked about it?
Yeah.
And wouldn't it have been better if the transition to death eventually was one that the whole family was involved? Would the children not have had a better closing? So it's sad, but this is what happens, and it happens. So the awareness is necessary that men should know that it is not strength. That is just not strength. So this type of thing is, even when they are depressed, they hardly show it. But women will show more sadness, more tearfulness. Yeah. Men will not want to cry. If you ever see a man cry, it's rare, very, very rare.
That's true.
Rather, anger, agitation. And then they will be taking risk instead of talking about the situation. Or some will go into substance abuse, start using substance, or begin to overwork themselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
What is referred to as workaholism. And then you can see symptoms of fatigue and aches, and that would be for the person that is close to them, usually the wife.
Mm-hmm.
They hide their anxiety. They will not verbalize their worry, but you will see restlessness and irritability. You will see the likelihood that they want to over-control situations or others. You will see vulnerability that they are trying to avoid. And this is going to be for the person who is sensitive enough to understand what is going on. Mm. So when trauma, they have to face trauma, they will try to hold it in. And you can only see it most of the time through aggression.
Mm.
And they try to shut down emotionally. So they down the feelings and everything to those that they love, they become a macho, as it were.
Yeah.
So they face higher suicide rates. Mm. For this reason, they are more likely to kill themselves. Though we have less reported cases of depression comparing gender, yet they commit more suicide and they use substance more. They are more likely to go untreated for mental health illnesses. They will rather deny it. They will not want to address the situation, and they will remain untreated until it becomes so, the psychotic becomes so apparent that it cannot be hidden again.
Yeah.
Whereas the other gender, the female, will have expressed concern and will be under care. In the years that I was in, it was a clinical psychology I did for a master's degree before I moved on to physiological psychology. And in the hospital during internship after master's, there are more women in the hospital than men.
Mm.
They are the ones that usually come up to be treated.
Yeah.
So you have more women in the mental health department than men.
Right.
So, and this is so true. This is something I witnessed firsthand.
Yeah.
So this pattern is common, and this is something that men really need to address.
For sure.
When you look at the...
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I just wanted to ask you, because you've shared with us some of the signs that a man might be struggling. I was going to ask you then, what would be the practical steps that a man can take if he's ready to address his emotional or his mental health struggles for the first time, especially?
Usually, I have found out in my years in mental health, clinical psychology, that it will take someone outside of that man to help him.
Really?
Yeah, it will take someone outside of him. Having a relative also that went through this type of situation, I know that is just the case for that person. And generally, when we look at the literature review in clinical psychology, it will take someone outside of that person.
Mm.
And that will mean that this man must have someone that he will at least fear. I mean, the good fear now, to be willing to do as this person will speak to him. If the wife is able to do that, if the emotional ties that he has for the wife is strong enough, then she may be the one to do it. Otherwise, it may be his parents, though he may be even an older person, a man. It may be his parents, that the childhood fear, or maybe a culture, a leader in a community.
Mm-hmm.
I recall the case of one that it took the vice chancellor of his university where this man was working. His mental health, he refused to admit it. He refused to accept to do anything. He refused to be treated, but he was a member of staff of a university. So they had to go to the vice chancellor. The vice chancellor had to give him an order to see him in his office. Mm. And he had to show up. That is his boss. Sure. So when he showed up, the medical team were waiting for him. Mm. For some people, we have had to use police to arrest them.
Yeah.
They will not accept that there's a problem. So usually it takes someone outside of that person. In rare cases, you may have a few that will accept that, yes, there's a mental health problem and I need to deal with it. But those are rare cases mm-hmm. in men. Women, oh yes, they will report it. They will state how they feel to the best that they can. Mm-hmm. They will receive help. They will receive treatment, but not likely with men. This is where they need help. Mm. So when it is discovered, usually it takes someone outside of that man to help him and to help him on time. Otherwise, he's going to stay there, refusing to accept help.
Yeah.
He will see it as a shame. He's not going to accept it. The medications prescribed to him, he's not going to take it because he knows the effect it is having in his body and he does not like it. And he does not want it. So he will refuse to take it. Because one of the side effects of small medications they use is that it affects their spinal cord. And when that happens, it affects their sexual ability.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that a man cannot deal with is right. the inability to have sex.
Right.
It's so shameful for a man that the erectile dysfunction is a shameful problem. They will not want to talk about it.
You'd rather risk
if they have an understanding why, she would just say, just accepting it and just doing without that part of the marriage because he does not want to talk about it. He does not want to see a physician. He does not want anything to do with his health. So erectile dysfunction associated with this type of mental health problem, of course, if he starts taking medications for the mental health problem, he's going to have erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not want that. So he's not going to want to continue. And he's not going to want to deal with the problem that has come about because of the medications that he has been taking. So it's really a vicious circle for a man. His self-esteem is at stake. He just would not want to accept anything short of what he wants and how he wants it, and others can do whatever they like. He's just not going to bother
mm-hmm.
to deal with the situation. He's going to say, I can handle it. There's a book I read with that title, I Can Handle It.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he could not handle it.
Yes.
He couldn't handle it.
Yo.
So that is just what it's taking. The role they play as the master, in quote,
mm-hmm.
as the head of the home,
mm-hmm.
would turn many times a man into thinking that he will lose that role if he should express any kind of worry, any kind of fear, which he considers are weaknesses.
Mm.
He believes that if he's fearful, he's vulnerable, and he does not want to be vulnerable. So he would deny it. He will deny it. He does not want that to happen to him. So if they have a romantic partner and that is his wife,
mm-hmm.
that may make her strong enough to help him.
Mm.
But for many, they don't care about their romantic partner also. It's very difficult to find who is going to help this man
yeah.
out of his situation because of himself, he's not going to do it. And of course, there's biological part to it too. The hormonal factors are also part of what is responsible for why men are like this.
Mm.
The testosterone fluctuations, especially on a bad diet, on a bad lifestyle, lack of exercise, lack of sleep,
mm-hmm.
and hormonal imbalance. It's not only women that have hormonal imbalance, okay. men too. So when the fluctuations begin to affect them, mood instability, irritability, stress response because of increased cortisol hormones produced from not wanting to discuss the problem, mm-hmm. and yet the problem is there. So they're going to have increase in the hormone responsible for stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with all of its own problems too. So the increased cortisol, the lack of sleep, the waking up with unstable attitude and headaches, which he would deny. He might just pop some pills and hide it from those who are around him.
Yeah.
He will not be able to respond to stress properly. He's going to work and he's irritable with his boss. He's speaking to everybody in a way that is rude or all the rest. And it's just as he's irritable. He's not dealing with the problem, the problem itself. And this is where men run into serious problems. And so the emphasis is that we seek to find someone who may be able to influence this man to want to do something about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I read the story or watched the video about this popular editor. It was made into a film.
Okay.
Who would deny all his health problems. The wife had to call their family doctor, and the family doctor had to virtually trick him to come and see him.
Sure.
And then they admitted him.
Sure. It kind of falls in line with something I've read about. I've read about some statistic. I can't really verify this, but I remember reading some statistic that talked about how married men tend to live longer than single men because of that, specifically because their wives will nag them and drag them to the doctor's office to check, you know, what is this and, you know, what treatment does this need and all of that. And so they tend to live longer, apparently, because of that.
Yeah. Very true.
Sure.
Because that was how that man was saved.
He was
having a spinal cord problem, which he was denying, but the wife could see that there was a problem, and she could see that he was deteriorating and had to get the family doctor to get him. And even when he was admitted and they said, well, it's an end-stage problem, he's going to die, he decided to use natural lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That was why I was interested and watched the film. And he then told the wife to begin to search for literature, because he said in his editorial work, he did come up with some natural procedures that were done for some illnesses that hospitals said were end stage. And he mentioned vitamin C therapy, that he published something like that before. And then the wife went to the library. It wasn't in the days of AI. And try to seek for all this information.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go to the library. I mean, it was a black and white film. She had to go to the library and search and search and search until she came up with this therapy. And then he asked the hospital to give him the high vitamin C therapy, which actually he recovered. But he took his wife to do all of that.
Yes.
If not for the wife that was there, he would have died. He would have died.
Well, very important. Very important for the men out there to pay attention to
cultural expectations, learned emotional patterns, and these biological factors, social support differences.
Mm.
These are the things that will help the man to deal with situations of health and especially mental health problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Atalagbe, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate you coming through and sharing this with us. And I trust that the men out there will pay attention and speak to someone if you need to speak to someone. But thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful Sabbath.
You're welcome. I wish you the same. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.